Okay, great. And lastly, what third-party vendors are tackling storage performance analysis in this environment, and what tools do they offer?
That's a very good question. I remember when I was at one of the VMUGs in San Diego a couple of months ago, somebody was explaining that they had a storage problem, and another guy around the table said immediately, oh, you need to look at these products. And I took a step back from that and said, you know, whoa, before you start looking at third-party vendors and start parting with your hard-earned cash, use what tools you have available, because a lot of the times I find customers are a little bit too willing to go out and spend money on a third-party solution when they haven't really exhausted all the kind of free, inverted commas, tools they have already. But putting that caveat to one side, when I was in Boston recently at the Tech Field Day organized by Stephen Foskett, I was very impressed by Acori. We saw like a whole series of vendors who Acori have recently been acquired by NetApp. What I was quite impressed by what they do is that they can actually track the full path of the virtual machine through the connections into the array, even into different controllers, and to the volume. So you see a full length window of where the IOPS are being generated, which I hadn't seen else before. I think vKernel and vMonitor have quite good tools. Okay. And I guess there's always the possibility of, you know, taking the spindle out of the equation. In the last sort of 18 months to 2 years, we've seen increasing use of cache or SSD at the front of an array to absorb the IOPS requests of things that are very disk intensive. And if we can take the spindle out of the equation, and, you know, which is the most, you know, constraining physical resource, there's no reason why a virtual machine would be affected by storage performance problems. But I guess that's very much dependent on what generation of array you're on and whether you're prepared to spend that money to get those kinds of performance levels.
All right, and that's it for today. Thanks for all your answers, Mike.
Thank you.
And for more information on storage performance analysis in a VMware environment, you can visit searchvirtualstorage.com.